Well, you know, one of the things that's really been hitting it pretty good are people who want to be in touch with the sky year round. So an astronomical calendar, a app for your smartphone that allows you to look up in the sky and identify what you're seeing and put it to any day, date, or time. Those are very popular. And then another one that people look at as a good one for a year-round reminder of you, the gift giver, is a subscription to an astronomy magazine that is chock full every month with what's up in the sky, what's happening research-wise, photographs, and a lot of fun to look at.
And the best thing about that, too, is you can give it to them and have them have it set as a magazine or maybe get them a digital subscription as well.
Absolutely. Both the two magazines that we talk about in our online article, Ian, have digital and paper copy. I get both.
There you go. Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's a blast. So those are some pretty good gift ideas, but say we're kind of working on a tight budget or maybe we're working on some time constraints. What might be some ideas there?
I really think that if I had to go with a budget, you can really look at the Planetarium apps for the smartphones that can go for just a couple of bucks. And you can really get a year and a lifetime of pleasure out of those. Also, some of the other things you can get with, I said, those calendars go for like 20 bucks or so, and that's something that you get. And, you know, you can always take somebody that you really like to go to free stuff, like down there. Oh, I'm going to give you a day at D.C. or up in Chantilly to see the Air and Space Museum, chock full, and they have a planetarium too. So you can make a day gift out of that, Ian.
Now, you mentioned that, and I it brings to mind something that my wife, who studied astronomy in college, she's very much a stargazer, and likes to do experiences. Now, there are always lots of things going on. I mean, there's of course the solar eclipse next year in Europe in August, I believe it is. But what are some other experiences that we could go and share? Kind of the love of the stars with our loved one.
Astrotourism is a multi-billion-dollar business. The national parks in the U.S. have really opened up their skies to be dark so they can attract people. You can actually go online, type in astrotourism, and find places that cater to people who can go to these establishments, rent telescopes, and use observatories or have dark skies and be catered for a full-fledged experience. And if you really get the international flair, you can go online and type in total solar eclipse, August 2026. And there may be some openings left because I'm telling you, those are booking very, very quickly. And if you really want to go all out, Ian, in August of 2027, Egypt and that whole Mediterranean area are going to have a total solar eclipse that is going to last the longest for anybody that's alive right now. I'll be leading an expedition in Egypt. We're going to get 6 minutes and 20 seconds of totality.